My past is confined in a box of steel. Though memories beg for release, I keep them carefully padlocked, deep in the cellar of my mind. I review an old favourite, The Glen, Salford, 1963. I watch Christy staring out from the top window of Wilking's boarding house, one of the largest of a street of shabby villas, mostly divided into mismatched flats. She is waiting for her landlady, keeping vigil over a road that has few cars, no children, no pets. A Coleman's horse and cart clops along the cobbles to the next house along. He heaves his sacks up the alley, whistling tunelessly, his eyes white in his sooty face. Next, Mrs. Wilkins comes hobbling into sight, her spine bent from a life of drudgery. At the front gate, she sets down two weighty shopping bags to get her breath back, admiring her smart painted sign, The Wilkins Boarding House, hot and cold water, special rates for hospital staff. Replenished with puff and pride, she disappears up the steps and the front door bangs. The Coleman and his cart disappear. When all is quiet, Christy noiselessly descends to where Mrs. Wilkins is brewing tea in the kitchen. The landlady looks up when the door opens. She's a sinewy, nervy woman, faded at 60, her myopic eyes magnified behind round NHS spectacles. "Oh, hello. Did they let you off early?" An excuse is made. Then the suspicious little face peers up from the tea caddy. "You haven't seen me old carpet bag, have you? Last time I seen it, I'm sure it were up on the wardrobe. It's got all me important papers and that locked up in it." Christy dolefully shakes her head, a parody of innocence. Just then the kettle starts up like a banshee, screaming a warning. The landlady rescues it from the flame, and it quiets to fitful sighs. Her big watery eyes catch sight of the bottle filched from the medicine cupboard.